You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
K-State Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. It's been a couple of days, been a few moments since the last pod. Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this Tuesday. I'm fired up as it is. That's going to be another podcast here. I'm going to hear back. But anyways, December 5th, 2023, K-State men's basketball postcast. Another one. Tyler Perry, Mr. Clutch. He has that clutch gene. Another overtime dub. Three straight overtime wins in K-State nabs Villanova just a while ago. What, maybe like 40 minutes ago? By a point, 72-71 in overtime. How about Taylor Perry in the middle of it once again? He was very quiet in this game. 10 points in this game. Villanova forcing overtime with a layup there late in this game. And this is unbelievable, right? North Alabama. And now I can't think of the other opponent that we went to overtime with. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on that right now. But this is a third overtime game. Yeah, they all bunch up together when you play too many of these. But Jerome Tang, oh, he was very close losing this game, calling out the fans. Calling out the fans a couple of days ago, right? About, you know, not showing up to games. And it's not the first time that Coach Chang called out the student section. He did that last year. And this time around, kind of saw some more heat, at least what I read on, what I have been reading on Twitter, where I haven't been on K-State Twitter that much. But what have been on Twitter that much, bitch, it's been related to the transfer portal of the football field. But Kansas State, the men's team, escapes yet again by a point, 72-71 against Villanova on the Big East Big 12 battle. I said Taylor Perry, 10 points in this game. K-State shot 49% from this field, 36 from downtown. Villanova equal field goal percentage from the field, 35%. And 35% from downtown. K-State, how about this? When the last time you seen this? I don't remember seeing this last year. Perfect. From the charity stripe, 100%. Meanwhile, you have Villanova, 82% for the field escape. Arthur, that dog mentality, Kaluma. He's that dog. He's the alpha dog. 26 tonight in this game. Absolutely triple perfect from three for three in this game, and had a late bucket in the first half, and a static 3-point play to end that first half there as well. Cam Carter, 16 points. If I could pull up, I'm just going to focus on the, obviously, our K-State team here for a second here. I'm going to go right to the charity stripe. Look, Drum Tate tonight only played 8 players, and really, if you look at it, 6 players played in this game. Incredible. Let's see. I'm trying to look at it here. Personal foul. Yeah, the most played fouls in this game was, of course, Tyler Perry with 3, but everyone else stayed out of foul trouble, so that's pretty good there. Anyways, but yeah, he went to a shorter rotation mainly there, really sticking with, if I see the minutes here. Yeah, everybody played. Arthur Kaluma, 44 minutes. Perry, 41. Cam Carter, 42. Gasson, 37. Willie McNair played 31 minutes in this game. The next highest one off that bench, Daddy Ames, right? 19 minutes. And then RJ Jones and Colbert, 6-5 apiece there as well. Man, bench points, yeah, only 7 tonight, but points in the paint inside, 38 points off turnovers, 14. The opposing turnovers, 11. Chicken chance points, only 4 from them. Fast breaks points, 16 on the night. 16 of 20 layups there. Dunks too there as well in this ball game here. But, man, this was a back-and-forth ball game. Villanova, you got to give them credit. You knew. I was kind of concerned about this K-State team coming in here. Well, Villanova, anyways, about K-State, you know, where they at. You know, you lose to North Alabama for what? Either overlooking them or doing something. And then Villanova makes a huge run late in this game and ties it. And then Villanova was up most of the overtime period. And then it was Tyler Perry time. Tyler time, Perry time, whatever you want to call it here. Again, he did it yet again to another opposing team in Bramlage. Bramlage was rocking. We needed that three with 3 points something left in this ball game here. Huge three in this game. And I don't know who they play. I don't know who they play next. I better switch that over right now here on this podcast. Eddie Greer, it's been a minute here in the Pro Project Podcast Postcast. K-State did it again. Three in a row. Overtime wins at the Bram in Octagon of Doom. 72-71 over Villanova in the Big East Big 12 showdown here. Tomorrow night, got the women's team playing yet again. We'll try to get this all caught back up here. I know I got trying to figure out some business here, so I apologize for that. I know y'all looking for, well, we didn't play anyway. Football, we didn't play. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at one tier. Yeah, so on the women, let's see here. Let's just get it. Yeah, women, they play tomorrow night to continue that. It'll be the second of six straight home games there for them. As this laptop is, there we go. Now we're going to get moving. There we go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so yeah, Oral Roberts overtime, Northern Alabama over the weekend, last weekend. And here tonight at home in the whiteout. Coaches wearing what? K-State coaches led by Tang and others wearing their white tops or pullovers. I love those pullovers. I do actually have one of those. I'm pretty much the same, actually, as coaches. Hell yeah. And then tonight, whiteout game, Villanova, escape, 72-71. Well, we're going to have a lot to talk about here once, obviously, when I get Alex back in here for the podcast. And yes, we know K-State, we know that bowl destination going officially to Orlando. That's going to be a separate podcast that I want to do maybe tomorrow night there as well. But I did want to hop on here mainly to say that, hey, we're good for the time being right now here on the podcast. But yes, absolutely huge win. Now you got to go to Baton Rouge this weekend to take on LSU in a Saturday afternoon game in the SEC there, and you return home. But yeah, that's next for K-State there. But Perry, he by now, you don't know that by now, that what have you been missing? Tyler Perry. Tyler time. We got to just start saying that. Because he's not afraid of a big moment. And yes, he only had 10 tonight, but he scored the biggest 3 points of this game to put the nail in the coffin on Villanova to win it by one. And now K-State, I believe, let me see here for a second here. What's kind of 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, they're 7-2 now. Heading to New Orleans, Baton Rouge, on Saturday afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We did it again. We need another extra frame. Jerome Tang stays unbeaten at home. Stays unbeaten at home. But more important, I guess, stays undefeated in October. Not October, man. Oh, man. Yeah. Already. Yeah, it's only late Tuesday night, and I don't know what month it is. Overtime. He's undefeated in overtime. There you go. Overtime win against Villanova. 72-71. That's not the first time I've said that. I said October last week on the show. Yeah, I'm just ready for this year to end. so we get to 2024 on the podcast. K-State now. We'll have to carry this momentum to LSU. So there's that as well here. Let's see. I was on that for a second. I'm going to stay on here so we can get caught up just a little bit here, obviously. I'm going to go through the... Oh, let's just go Here, it might say the same thing. Yeah, so, okay, so women's basketball, that's all we got right now. In men's basketball, I said it. McNeese State, they throttled Jackson State at home, so they look to continue their winning ways there. Aoka Lee in the squad there. And then you have a couple more. Obviously, I already talked about LSU with the men, and then the women's side again, because we'll kind of put the book in, because the next games ain't going to be till December 16th. Missouri comes to Manhattan on the women's side, so that's going to be a good-ass game there as well. So that's kind of a wrap there. We will get you squared away on the women's side tomorrow, and then, yeah, I will be back on here this week to talk about the bowl selection, obviously. Haven't had much time to do that, but I will squeeze in some time to put that in the podcast feed. But here's your first time listening. You've been wondering what's been going on. Yeah, I've been taking some care of some personal business. And that's all I'm going to say there. Looking ahead to next year. Needing to take care of that. So I apologize. I've been wondering what's going on. But if you're new to the podcast, appreciate you again for your support. I know last couple months has been a little wonky. But hopefully I can get all this straightened out. And we can get in 2024 full steam ahead. You know what I'm talking about. But the Pearl Project Podcast, you find it wherever. Free and available. Whenever we do post Kansas State sports content. Go Cats. We did it again. OT Taylor time, baby. Tyler time. Here in Manhattan, Kansas. 1-point win in OT over Villanova.
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!